On a bright summer's morning at Coventry Airport, a very special plane is being readied for flight. This is a Gloster Meteor, Britain's first jet fighter. British engineering genius Frank Whittle had invented first the jet engine, then a prototype jet aircraft by 1941. They paved the way for the twin-engine Gloster Meteor, which proved itself against Germany's V-1 flying bombs in the last year of the war. In 1945, the Meteor was state-of-the-art in military aviation. For hundreds of young RAF pilots who'd learned to fly in piston-engined aircraft with propellers, climbing into a Meteor for the first time was a bolt from the blue.
When you got in the Meteor, the first thing that struck you was the fantastic view all the way around. You could see what you were doing.
There was nothing in front of you.
What's remarkable about these early days of the jet age is that this revolutionary technology was being developed against a backdrop of austerity.
It was all done on the cheap because we were broke. We just fought a war.
But the new Prime Minister, Clement Attlee, also understood the importance of Britain's aircraft industry.
By the time the war ended, the aircraft industry was our largest industry because enormous effort had been poured into it.
Just as sacrosanct was the Royal Air Force. It had saved the country from invasion during the Battle of Britain. But now, in peacetime, it joined forces with the aircraft industry. The RAF created a new unit, the High Speed Flight, with three wartime fighter aces. Teddy Donaldson, Neville Duke, and Bill Waterton. Gloster provided the hardware, souped-up Meteors. The challenge, to break the world airspeed record.
This is the Star Gloster Meteor, the world's fastest aircraft.
The British held the record, 606 miles per hour, but now the Americans were snapping at their heels. In late summer 1946, the High Speed Flight took to the air over the seaside town of Worthing.